What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, I Left America Because of Shaniqua. So, as you guys know, I'm out here in Riga, in Latvia. I just came down from the Skyline Bar at the Blue Radisson Hotel behind me. Had my favorite drink, which is a bubble gum. It's a bubble gum ice cream or a bubble gum shake. It's unhealthy as fuck. But you know what? I walked like 4 miles today. I'm probably going to walk another 2 miles to my Airbnb to make up for all that unhealthy crap I just took in. And it's only like 10 and a half euros, which is like $11. And that includes tip. That includes taxes, you know. So apparently, value added tax is 21%, and then on top of that they add 10% as a gratuity automatically. So for example, my drink was 9.5 euros. Okay, that included value added tax of 21%, and then they added a tip on top of that. Not optional, I don't think so, which is fine. They added a tip of 10%. So 10% on top of 9.50 came out to like 10 pounds, and no, I'm sorry, 10 euros and 45 cents, I guess. So it's like what, $11? So for $11, guys, I get to have a nice ice cream shake at the Radisson Blue on the 26th story up and above in a glitzy place in Riga. So, going back to the point of the video. I left America because of Shaniqua. So as you guys know, very few black people here, very few Indian, you know, more Indian than black, but these Indian, some crazy guy is driving. Anyways, thought an accident was gonna, you know, oh hell no. You know the guys who like to go out and drift like this, as if they're in some sort, as if they're Fast and Furious, you know, like this, you know. Yeah, we got those retards here too, I guess. So it's not an American thing, I guess. So mental retardation is worldwide. Anyway, so going back to the point of this video. So I was at the Skyline Lounge, having my nice drink, you know, surrounded by all these beautiful people. And then I see a decent looking black dude, young dude, probably American black. I see him, he wants to come in. Oh no, they're gonna do the whole thing over and over here again. Yeah, boy, that's how you get pussy, guys. Burn rubber. Unbelievable. So we have guys in America who have trucks, like Aaron Clary said. That's a penis extender. So what do we call people in Europe who burn freaking rubber like that? Hopefully they don't come back again, do a U-turn or some dumb shit like that. So, anyways, going back to the point of the story. So, point of the story, guys. So, here I am, Skyline Lounge, Radisson Blue, 26th story up, you know, like 300 feet up, looking over Riga, and I see a decent-looking young black dude. He's checking in with the security to let him in, and I see him waving somebody over, and he goes in. He comes, you know, he comes into the, I don't want to call it a night. It's not a nightclub, guys. It's more of a lounge. That's really what it is. It's a lounge, okay? So, he comes into the lounge, and then right behind him comes, guess who? Shaniqua. Well, that's not the problem right there, okay? There we go again. There we go again. As long as they keep their mental retardation away from me, that's all I care about. So anyways, so this decent looking black dude, he passes by the lounge, because you have to understand, the lounge kind of has a dance floor to it, right? So people, you know, they pass through the dance floor, you know, to get to the other side of the lounge, you know, to get seating over there. So this black dude, he passes by, no problem. And then Shaniqua, she decides to twerk in the middle of the dance floor in front of all these European people, thinking she's the shit. Now, Shaniqua was 5'2", 300 pounds, thinking that she's the life of the party, twerking in the middle of the freaking lounge at a high-class bar. All right, ladies, you need to understand, man, this ain't Miami. This ain't Atlanta, okay? You all keep that stuff on the other side of the freaking ocean, you know? I went literally in the middle of nowhere to escape Shaniqua, yet she decides to show up. Unbelievable. And look, guys, I ain't mad at Shaniqua. Real talk, I'm not mad at Shaniqua. You know who I'm upset with? I'm upset with a decent-looking black dude who brought Shaniqua 15,000 miles over the Atlantic to freaking Latvia. I know some of you guys are gonna say, Amr, it's more like 7,000 miles. Man, who the fuck is counting, right? So, you know, I made a video recently titled Black Men, You Deserve Better. And you black dudes out there, you really deserve better. It's like, what the hell are you doing with 5'2" meatball, you know? I know yo homie yo alpha, his motto is, if she ain't way more than a linebacker, I don't want her. But come on, man, you drop 5'2" Shaniqua out of a plane, she'll cause more damage than the Nagasaki Hiroshima bombs combined. You know, like Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV said, black men are the garbage garbage collectors of dating. You black dudes out there, look, I get it. If you're Austin Holman, you know, you're short, you're awkward, you're autistic, I get it. You know, you have to get ugly woman. That's cool. But come on, man. If you're a decent-looking black dude, what the fuck are you doing with Shaniqua, man? Don't tell me, oh, I like him curvy. Come on, man. That's disgusting. So, I think what happens is that a lot of people out there have an inferiority complex. Okay, and because they have that inferiority complex, what happens is that they say, okay, I'm gonna get Shaniqua. Okay, I'm gonna get this fat, ugly woman that no other guy wants. Well, first of all, you're causing a major disservice to yourself. Secondly, you are elevating her status, where now she thinks she's all that and a bag of chips. Let me run before some idiot comes across. So now, Shaniqua thinks she's all that and a bag of chips because you have decent looking dudes hollering at her. Not because they're in love with fat and ugly, but because they have an inferiority complex and they don't believe that they can get better. Apparently they have people singing in the middle of the street like back in America. Probably a worldwide thing. That's him. If you want to take a look, I guess. So anyways, guys. So, yeah, man. Point of this video. Black men, you gotta do better. You know, you just can't do Shaniqua, Shanini, Yolanda, Tiandra. Yo, homie, yo has to do it because he has a fugly looking face, you know. So, but if you're a decent looking black dude, what the fuck you doing, bro? What the fuck you doing, you know? And another thing I wanted to bring up today, okay? I'm seeing a bunch of Pujas showing up here. You know, special shout out to Martin Goldberg for the term Puja. Now, according to Martin Goldberg, Puja, he refers to sub-average Indian-looking woman, you know, just like curry sales are at the bottom of the bottom. Just to let you guys know, most pubs in Riga, It's a sausage fest in there, just letting you know. Okay? This is a nudie bar, guys. It's like a undercover prostitute place, you know. It is what it is. So, going back to Pooja's. So, I am seeing sub-average looking Indian woman who think they can actually compete with white woman. It's like, no. Now, these Pooja's, they're wearing the hijab. Now, I'm not going to call them hijabi because I don't know their history. So I'm not going to call them hijabis, but I'm going to call them Pooja's. I'm going to use Martin Goldberg's definition of a Pooja for a sub-5 Indian chick. Now, I don't know if they were Indian or maybe they were Somali. You know, a lot of time, guys, real talk, real motherfucking talk. A lot of times you can't tell the difference between a black and an Indian. You know, sometimes you really can't tell the difference. So, it's like an American diner in here if you guys want to look. Yeah, American diner. Just to give you some prices. You guys see this? Get a burger for about $20, which is a little bit pricey, but then again, you know, you're in freaking, what you may call it, you know, you are in the heart of Old Town Riga, so you know, 20 euros for a burger is worth it. Now, I really want to start enjoying Latvian food, guys. Usually when I travel, I go eat burgers just to see who has the best burger. Like, the best burgers I've ever had was in Brasov in Romania. And believe it or not, like, the absolute best burger I've ever had was in San Jose del Pacifico. That was up in the mountains in Oaxaca. For a Saturday night, guys, this is, you know, coming from, heck, even small town USA on a Saturday night is better than this. But it is what it is, man. Again, inflation is hurting everybody, man. Worldwide, you know. This is why I tell you guys out there, you know, instead of chasing after you know what in your 20s and 30s, you know, build up your money so you can be, you know, like me, you know, making some money while you sleep. Now, I'm not making a shitload of money, you know. Metwali Web Services is kind of making some money, not a whole lot, some, but it actually has the ability to scale. You know, that's the good thing about MWS, Metwali Web Services. We can actually scale, and that will bring in a little bit more money, but still, you know, the bulk of the money I make still comes from doing DoorDash, you know. But Metwali Web Services, man, it's beginning to make up for MGTOW TV losses, but I'll be making a video about that later on. So yeah, at the end of the day, guys, you need to be able to make money while you sleep. You know, even if you're losing a little bit of money in the beginning, that's okay, as long as you have a product that can scale and make money in the near future, okay? But you guys have to understand, man, like, for example, when TFM does a live stream, his live stream is probably gonna start at 4 a.m, man. I'll probably be asleep at 4 a.m, but you know what? While I'm sleeping, I'm making like 10% of what TFM does, you know? So, granted, it's not paying for the servers and shit like that, but hey, at least I'm making money literally while I sleep. This is what you guys out there gotta do, man. Stop listening to Andrew Tate. Stop listening to Hamza. Stop listening to all these grifters, man. You know, the way these people made their money is by taking advantage of you. You know, they didn't build an infrastructure. They didn't use their brain. They didn't do anything. All they did was simply take advantage of your lust for women and money, you know. They didn't give you any product or service that is superior. So anyways, going back to the Pujas, so I couldn't tell if a Puja was Somali or Indian. Like I said, you know, sometimes you can't tell the difference between black people and Indian people. So these Pujas, you know, they were short, they were fat, and they were ugly, kind of like their men. And these Pujas were walking around Riga thinking that they were the shit. It's like, in what universe is somebody gonna pick you over a snow bunny, you know? Like, in what universe, honestly, you know? Look, guys, I'll be the first person on the face of the planet to tell you, go for the gold, punch above your weight, you know, elevate your life or game or whatever the hell you wanna call it. But there comes a certain time where it just becomes sad and pathetic. Kind of like Coach Bitchpill, by the way, you know? I don't know if you guys know it or not, but Bitchpill deleted his YouTube channel recently, again, you know? And the reason why Bitchpill keeps deleting his YouTube channel over and over is because he finally realizes how sad and pathetic he is, you know? So eventually, you gotta realize, man, we are sad and pathetic and we're not gonna win. You know, again, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. If you're short, brown, and fugly, and that goes for the woman too, it's GG. Now, the woman have a little bit more of a leeway because the woman can get a dude who's horny, simping, beta, old, okay? They're not gonna get Chad. You know, there is no way short, brown, and ugly is gonna get Chad. It's just not gonna happen, you know. You know, some guys might have jungle fever. You know, we all been there, including myself. But yeah, if you're like physically repulsive, you know, it's GG, guys. So this is really the point of the video, guys, is that inferior people, what happens with inferior people, guys, is that to protect, to shield their fragile ego, what inferior people do is that they try to act superior. Let me say that one more time. Inferior people, to protect their ego from realizing that they truly are inferior, they act as if they're superior. And that's what makes it so sad and pathetic. Is this a fight or what? Nah, just a bunch of loud ass drunks. Yeah, a bunch of loud ass drunks. Told you guys, it's a sausage fest. Even here in Riga, guys, most pubs, most bars are a sausage fest. You guys seen it yourself. A bunch of ancient niggers, and I ain't talking about the black people, you know. I'm talking about everybody there. A bunch of young, horny, good-for-nothing men who want to get their pee-pee touched. I'm telling you guys, you know, hot women are not at the pubs and the bars or the nightclubs anymore, guys. They're really not there anymore, you know. Because again, all you're gonna get at pubs, nightclubs, are a bunch of ancient niggers, you know. Period, okay? So the gym, you know, there are women out there spending several hundred dollars a month to have a gym membership at Equinox just so they can be in the presence of high value men. You know, this is just where we are in 2023, guys. You know, women are not checking out average guys at average guy places. You know, women want to put themselves in places where they have access to high value men. Now, like a line of MGTOW and MGTOW TV said, high value males are nothing more than a high value target. You know, of course, in the West, that's very, very true. Yeah, they're not fighting, they're just loud. Yeah, they told me, you know, I was hanging out. Who the hell? Oh, yeah, I was hanging out with a Latvian dude a couple of days ago. He was like, Latvians, you know, when they get some alcohol in them, they just get loud and boisterous. So it is what it is, guys. There ain't nobody fighting. They're just loud and, you know, they're just horny. You know, horny, testosterone, drunk. Horrible, horrible, what you may call it, a horrible combination. But yeah, that's all. See, average guys need to understand, man, it's GG. Woman ain't checking out for average guys no more in 2023. A woman is better off sitting at her apartment doing OnlyFans. She's better off doing something on the internet. She's better off going to the upscale gym than she is going out, you know. Again, I can't stress this enough, guys. Women just don't want average dudes, you know. If you're a young average dude, you're high school or college aged, yeah, you might get lucky, yeah, no problem there. But you know, over the age of 23, guys, you're really not gonna find woman at least hot woman, you know. You're not gonna find hot woman at the clubs and the pubs, you know. When I was at the pub and the nightclub, you know, well, you know, Skyline is a lounge. It's really not a nightclub. You know, it's more of a lounge, upscale lounge. There was a prostitute sitting right next to me. It's like, bitch, why are you sitting right next to me for, you know? Obviously, she's a freaking prostitute, okay? So this is what you guys need to understand. In the pubs and in the lounges, especially if you go to the upscale ones, you know, Skyline is an upscale lounge. Rock Cafe is an upscale pub. The women there were gold diggers, you know? Well, you know, more like prostitutes, really. So, this is what you guys have to understand, man. You just can't do average dude stuff, you know? If you do average dude stuff, you're gonna be competing with a bunch of low quality dudes. You're also gonna be competing for, you know, low quality women as well. It's not worth it. See, there we go. Hear that? It just ain't fun, guys. It's just not fun, you know. I mean, think about it. You go to one of those nightclubs, one of those pubs where people are dancing, you know. The women are there for the attention. The dudes are there to get their pee-pee touch. No, it's just not worth it, man. It's just not worth it. You know, because again, you're going to be dealing with low-quality people. So, point here, guys, is that you really have to start differentiating, especially now with things getting worse. You really got to start differentiating yourself from losers. You really gotta start doing that, you know. Yeah, drunk people. Man, when Latvians get too much alcohol in them, they don't know how to handle their alcohol. Look behind. That's a group we were behind a couple of minutes ago. Same thing. I mean, you guys have to keep in mind, here is, you know, this is the real world, you know. They don't have welfare, they don't have credit cards, they don't have bank loans here. So what ends up happening, guys, is that they work their asses off 5 or 6 days a week, and then, you know, it's either Friday or Saturday, that's the only day they can live. You know, they go out, they get hammered, they go home, wake up to their job, and do it all over again, man. I mean, what type of life is that, man? What type of life where your only form of escapism is getting drunk to the point where you, like, you know, black out? What type of escapism is that, man? So, personally, I think that's a real sad and pathetic type of life, man. I really think it's a sad and pathetic type of life where you spend 5, maybe 6 days working your ass off at a pointless job you hate, and then, you know, 1 or 2 nights a week you black out and do it all over again, man. You know, this is how it is worldwide, really, you know. And believe it or not, this is actually like one of the easiest times to make money. But the thing is, they actually have to operate out of the box, you know, outside the box, like they say. You gotta be able to do your own shit, man. You just can't rely on other people. You can't rely on an employee. You can't do any of that stuff. Let's go down this way. So that's what a lot of people do, man. A lot of people, you know, they rely on their employees. I mean, look, people like Andrew Tate and Hamza, and even Wheat Waffles to a certain degree, they're a lot like the lottery, you know? People hoping that they win the lottery, you know? People are hoping that one advice from Andrew Tate will make them rich. People are hoping that one advice from, what's his name, Wheat Waffles, will make them attractive to women. It doesn't work like that, man. Look, real talk. If there was a cheat code to life, trust and believe, my dirty Jew ass would have found it and patented it, okay? If there was a cheat code to life. But there isn't a cheat code to life, okay, guys? This is what I want everybody here to understand. There is no cheat code to life, okay? You have to be able to use your brain. And if that means you have to drive Uber, DoorDash 15, 16 hours a day, do it. You guys were there with me 4 years ago and I was driving DoorDash, you know, 15 hours a day, making like $200 a day to get MGTOW TV up and running, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, it's going to be a combination of using your brain and doing the actual work. You want to do the easiest type of work possible, okay? Like DoorDash, literally, guys, I've seen retarded people do DoorDash. I've seen disabled people do DoorDash. I told you guys a retarded monkey can do DoorDash. I think a retarded monkey might be too good for DoorDash after what I've seen, you know? Because in my market, they started flooding my market with all these fucking retards. So I've seen deformed people. I've seen mentally handicapped people doing DoorDash. I'm like, damn. The monkey might actually be the smart one in all of this, man. So, if you guys wanna do your thing, man, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Truck driver, okay? Or you can make $100,000 a year. It's an easy, mindless job to a certain degree. Yeah, it's gonna require you to be a little bit on the alert side, you know? DoorDash, a fucking retard, literally disabled retards are doing DoorDash. I made a video about that. Unless you're part of the system, guys, unless you are part of the CIA or the Jews decide to bless you, you're not gonna go anywhere, man, you know? So unless you come from a family of money and they're saying, hey son, here's all the money in the world, do whatever you want. Unless you are part of the CIA, part of the system, or, you know, the Jews decide to bless you, you're not gonna go anywhere outside of relying on your own freaking wits, intelligence, and hard work, you know. That's just how it is. Now, how the hell did we go from Shaniqua to this? must have been watching all these sad, pathetic people getting drunk, becoming boisterous. And to a certain degree, you really can't blame them. I mean, think about it, man. I mean, you guys take me for example. I'm 42 years old. I pride myself on never ever doing real work in 42 years. 42 years, okay, guys? I pride myself on never ever doing work that benefited other people. You know, all the work I did, a retarded monkey could have done it. You know? So these people that we see at the pub getting drunk, boisterous, these are the people who fix our cars. These are the people who mow our grass. These are the people who, like, I don't know, work on the power lines. So I guess this is the type of escapism they need, you know. So maybe in a way we should be grateful, you know. The Romans always said circus and bread. I always say pussy and booze, man. That's how you keep these people going, you know. Anyway, we're back to where we started. I'm just gonna pass by one more crowded area. In all honesty, guys, for Riga, this nightclub, I mean, this night scene really is not all that, guys. So if any of you guys think you're gonna come to Riga for a good night scene, it really doesn't. I mean, you pretty much seen it right here. You know, this is old town, and it's like 11 o'clock at night, you know. This is 11 o'clock at night, and look at what's going on. And again, inflation is really, really biting a lot of people worldwide. Even in small town USA, the Beta Mill pub, I remember when I was going to the Beta Mill pub back during the start of Scamarona, it was popping. That's because everybody was getting free money from the government. Now, it's not. Now, the Beta Mill pub is not popping anymore because people have bills to pay, you know. They're not getting free money from the government anymore. They didn't properly invest, you know. When, you know, when Scamarona was happening, guys, I was working my ass off doing DoorDash, you know, saving, you know, stacking green, like a line of MGTOW would say. I was stacking green, going out, working my ass off. That way I could be doing this, you know, 2-3 years later, okay? So, a lot of people out there, guys, are totally unaware of what's going on. And to be honest with you guys, MGTOW, we should be a ruling class, okay? MGTOW should be a ruling class. And first order of being a ruling class, don't let other people know you are a ruling class. Let me tell you, the best form of government is one when by people waking up in the morning, they already did what you want them to do. The best type of leadership is one where people don't even know that you exist, okay? So, best form of government is by waking up in the morning, you already did what the government wants you to do. They want you to wake up at 7 in the morning, go to the job you hate, come back at 6, 7 at night, watch the dumb, I don't know, baseball game, you know, throw back a couple of brewskis, you know, fall asleep, wake up the next day, keep on doing it. Then the weekend comes, you know, you get drunk. And then the next day, if you're married, you know, you go to the farmer market with your wife, you know, and you do it all over again until you either retire or you meet God. And the way things are going, you're not going to retire anytime soon. And look, man, we need to keep goyim. You know, I call them goitards. You know, I used to call them retarded goyim. Now I call normies goitards, you know. TFM, he refers to normies as dipshit normies. I refer to them now as goitards. Look, dipshit normies, aka goitards, they need to be on a perpetual treadmill where they, no matter what they do, they're always behind on rent, okay? See, this is the problem with normies when they actually are fulfilled. They do nigger shit, you know? You take notice of Black Lives Matter. Why did they riot in the street? Because they ain't got no job. You know? Big Daddy government is giving them welfare money because they're black, and they're like, hey, let's go burn down our city and rob Foot Locker, you know? I ain't got no job tomorrow. I ain't got no job. Did TFM tell you guys about the black dude who got a job offer because the recruiter thought he went to Yale, you know? He asked this black dude, hey man, I see there's a big gap on your resume. What happened? And the black guy said, I went to Yale. And the recruiter was, oh shit, this is like Black Einstein. Turned out that the black dude went to jail because, you know, black people don't pronounce J. I hate my job, you know. So, yeah, this is what we have in America. Hopefully these people don't end up coming to Latvia. I already saw one of them today, so hopefully they don't come back here again. So, yeah, we went full circle, guys. We started this video about Shaniqua. Then we went off into the weeds. And then we came back to Shaniqua. So, at the end of the day, guys, I just want to show you that I don't care where you really go. At the end of the day, guys, it's the same shit. No matter where you go, you know. Same shit. You know, people live in sad, pathetic lives. You know, the only difference between here and small town USA is that it's cheaper here and that it's cooler. That's it, you know. And the women are not fucking, you know, overweight, tatted up, shit like that. I mean, that's really the only plus, you know. That's the only plus of Eastern Europe, guys. The only plus of Eastern Europe is that the women are not tatted up. They're not morbidly obese. You know, that's really the only benefit of Eastern Europe. You know, otherwise, it's really all the same shit. It really is, you know. So, yeah, guys. So, that's my video for you for today. I'm gonna venture off into the small towns. I don't know, I might take a train to a small town, though I heard the trains here in Latvia suck, but then again, they did say some of the trains are better than other trains, so we're gonna find out, guys. We're gonna find out. All right, guys, talk to you later. Take care. Peace.